Now it's getting really exciting because we're going from the Ezrat Yisrael, which is a pretty holy place. You don't loiter around the Ezrat Yisrael. If you don't have business there, you don't belong there. But now we're going in Halacha 4 up the next set of stairs. So we've gone up the Dukhan we talked about yesterday, and we are now in the Ezrat Kohanim. You can only be there in virtual reality because none of us are Kohanim. And in order to be in the Ezrat Kohanim, you actually have to be a Kohen. So when the Yisrael would do smicha, they would bring the animal to the edge of the Ezrat Kohanim, and the Yisrael can go on the Dukhan, according to the Shita of the Rama, and perform smicha. But in the Ezrat Kohanim itself, I believe, if you're not a Kohen, you can't be there. So the Mahalach, says the Rambam, of Ezrat Kohanim, v'hamizbeach, the entire area of the Ezrat Kohanim and the Mizbeach. Now, when we talk about the Mizbeach here, we must mean Makom HaMizbeach, the area of the Mizbeach. We cannot mean the Mizbeach itself, as you see in a moment, because Ubein Ha'ulam, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, which is the foyer before what's called the Heichal, or the magnificent antechamber that led into the area called Kodesh, or Holy, V'la Mizbeach B'Shava. All of this is on equal footing. So let's go to our picture. We're talking about the Dukhan. We discussed that yesterday. Now we are in the area of Ezrat Kohanim. We've already talked about the rings, and we talked about the tables, and we talked about these butcher blocks, right? Remember we talked about that's the true north. That's we the north, that's our phone. We talked about the offices on the south and the offices on the north. We've learned about the Mizbeach a while back, but this entire area, all this area, including between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, that's what the Rambam just referred to. And here, all the way up until, this is called the Ulam, the outer antechamber, all of this is of the same height. All of this. Same platform. Now, the Ola Misham, from there, meaning from this area, we go up. And here the steps are drawn rectangular. We presume, we don't know that with certainty, we presume that that's where the steps look. That's how the Rambam actually draws it. And between the Ezrat Kohanim, and the next level, which is called Ulam, you go up b'shtei meser milus, 12 steps. Now these 12 steps, which has nothing to do with Alcoholics Anonymous, by the way, these are 12 steps to holiness. You really don't go up those steps unless you have business going up those steps. And there was very few people who actually went into the area of the Heichal unless you had a specific task to perform. For example, you could be the Kohen who was selected to bring the incense. If you were selected to bring the incense, you would go up those steps. You can actually see this in our picture here, right? So the area of Ezrat Yisrael is blocked. You can see the Mizbeach here. That's what this white represents. These checkered floors, we don't know if it's a checkered floor, but it makes it easy to identify. So we can see this white area. This is the Mizbeach, the square of the Mizbeach. This is the ramp going down. And you can see on the other side of the Mizbeach, there is more of a checkered floor. All of this is the same height. And then we talk about these stairs. 12 stairs of a rectangle shape that go up into holiness. Room kol maila, the height of each step, is chatzi amma. Once again, half amma. So approximately 9, could be as much as 12 inches. Vishilcha, and its depth is moving forward, is also an amma. So half an amma up, it's a rather wide step. The depth of the step is twice the height of the step. V'ha'ulam v'ha'heichal kuli b'shava. Now we've come to the top. There is no higher grade, which means you come up these 12 stairs, now you're standing on a platform, this is the doorway to the ulam. Once you enter into the ulam, and you came here into the Kodesh, here's your table, here's your menorah, here's your golden altar, this is all the same level. This is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The way it's drawn here, there isn't a wall between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, because in the second Beit HaMikdash, as we've learned in detail, there were two curtains, two enormous curtains. An enormous curtain where you would access on this side, as you can see, and you would come, enter the Kohen, and walk down this narrow corridor formed by the two curtains. You would enter into the Holy of Holies here, but you would not go up a step. The Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim are on the same level. And the Torah actually talks about having a pargud, having some kind of screen, which in the first place in English was a wall and a curtain, a wall and a screen, which becomes the point of demarcation between, as it says, HaMelech V'Ha'am, between the nation and between the king. This is the actual presence of Hashem in manifest way. So there you have, it was blocked by a screen, but there was not, I repeat, not a rise in gradation. Although we seem to believe that in the Holy of Holies there was something called Evan Shasiyah, which some maintain is a rock outcrop, a natural rock outcrop of the mountain, which some theorize is the Dome of the Rock business. Although the Talmud Yerushalmi seems to say very clearly in Pesachim, and the Karban Ha'eda says it openly, that the Evan HaShasiyah was destroyed or removed, indicates that it wasn't necessarily rock outcrop, but a stone that was placed there, a stone that was there even in the second base of Hamikdash, but later a stone that was removed. That's how they interpret the words in Tehillim, in Psalm 11, Ki HaShoshos Yehoreson, they have destroyed your foundation stone. But all this is on the same level. So we had many grades, as you remember, there was the area of the Chael, which is outside the base of Hamikdash. Then we had the area, we had steps going up, the Ezrat Nashim, again, semicircular steps, half circle steps going up from Ezrat Nashim into Ezrat Yisrael. Then we came to Ezrat Kohanim, 12 more stairs leading into Ulam. Once you've come to this level, it doesn't get higher. It gets holier, but not higher. The platform is on an equal level now. The floor continues on an equal level. Tomorrow we'll find out why this is necessary. And why the gradation, besides fulfilling the mandate of it being a har, a mountain, which means something that rises, it actually served a very, very important purpose. Without this level of grade, you would never be able to bring a paraduma. How come? This you have to come back tomorrow. And we'll talk about the whole different schematic, all of the elevations, and then we'll understand why this was necessary in order to facilitate the bringing of the paraduma and creating the ashes of the red heifer. To be continued.